Now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ICFirsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life. But when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to a Scamander Story episode of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
I'm Katie.
I'm Sarah.
And today we are dropping in for a bonus episode all about our reactions to the new Fantastic Beasts trailer for The Crimes of Grindelwald. So what we're going to do for this episode, we're going to go around and we're going to start and we're going to give three, ding, I don't have my bells.
I don't either.
Words that describe our thoughts, feelings, or our wonderings about the new trailer. And then we're going to get into the nitty gritty of the trailer and what our thoughts are. Kind of like about each little piece and where we think it's going to go. So let's go ahead and start with our three words. So Megan, you're up first.
Exciting, beautiful, and nostalgic.
Ooh.
Okay. Ooh. All right, Katie.
You took one of my words, but whoa, feels, and excitement.
You're so millennial.
I got all the feels.
I said that in my reaction video, though. I was like, oh my god, the feels.
All right, Sarah.
Sarah's the coolest. Those are my three words.
Those are three. You're right. Those are three words. I can't handle you right now.
I would say... I wasn't even listening, so I might repeat some words. Excitement, chills, and wonderment.
Ooh.
Wonderment. Okay. All right. I chose home, epic, and answers.
I like it.
And I should point out that if we sound a little different with this episode, it is because we're doing this kind of on the fly, and we are all in our own homes, so we're doing this over Skype for the first time with each other.
Yeah.
I just have to say, guys, this is probably the most comfortable I've ever been because I'm in my bed. It just is the best podcasting life ever.
And we know how Sarah feels about her bed. That would be her way of travel.
Oh my god, it'd be so nice.
I forgot about that.
That was an earlier episode of Sushi Flick.
So, if we want, do you want me to read the little, like, background on the ending of the last films? Like, where we left off, basically? So, at the end of Fantastic Beasts, the powerful dark wizard Gellert Grindelwald was captured by Makuza with the help of Newt Scamander. I almost said that, like, in the voice. Newt Scamander. Making good on his threat, Grindelwald escapes custody and sets out about gathering followers, most unsuspecting of his true agenda to raise pureblood wizards up to rule over all non-magical beings. So in an effort to thwart Grindelwald's plans, Albus Dumbledore enlists his former student, Newt Scamander, who agrees to help, unaware of the dangers that lie ahead. Lines are drawn as love and loyalty are tested, even among the truest friends and family, in an increasingly divided wizarding world.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes. Seriously. So that's kind of where we pick up with this new film. So I went and I kind of looked for a breakdown
of trailer.
We kind
of
like went through it.
Went through and wrote one really.
Meg was like speed.
Oh,
typing.
Did you? Okay.
Do you want to like just because mine is just like silly? I'll just.
Yeah, we can piece in and out of that, like, and along with this other article.
Yeah,
it was. So I'm like watching it, and I'm just like, ooh, Scotland Hills and Hogwarts. And then I put, someone apparates. What's up with that? Questions.
What's up with that?
Questions for Dumbledore. Defense Against the Dark Arts classroom. Oh my gosh, that was nostalgic. Paris, Newt and Dumbledore are working together. We see the Deluminator. Newt doesn't follow orders. Then we see maybe America's version of court. Tina, Jacob is back in the case with new creatures. The Maledictus shows up. Queenie is there. There's some weird water creature. We see the circus and Picket, which I was very excited about. Tina and Newt, a Thestral-drawn carriage, which is pretty sweet. Grindelwald in the back of said carriage. And then Dumbledore can't go after Grindelwald, and Newt has to, and then epic HP music. That was my
all right, that's
breakdown
the episode
in a nutshell.
We will talk to you later.
Peace.
That was great, Megan. That was great. Holy cow. So many of those things that you pointed out, I noticed as well. However, one that you said that I didn't notice in the two times that I watched the trailer, which I'm going to watch it some more because I need to, you know, I need to see it now. Mm-hmm. Grindelwald in the back of the carriage.
Yeah.
I did
you
not
didn't see that?
No.
That was like the scene where there's like two wands pointing at him and it's just his face. He's like inside the Thestral-drawn carriage is my assumption.
Okay. Oh, okay. So we don't know if it's that carriage or is a different carriage or you're just assuming
it. Here's another
thing,
though, is Lego released a little picture video of a set that's coming out, and it is Grindelwald's escape, and it's the Thestral drawn carriage with Grindelwald with a wand pointing out of it at another wizard. So they like kind of gave part of the film away.
Come on, Lego.
Gosh, how
They
need to Lego those spoilers.
Oh Ridiculous. Love it.
You're welcome.
Okay, well then that makes sense. I get why you would put that together as the same carriage. Makes sense to me. All right, so let's go ahead. This article is from collider.com. It pieces it out pretty well. So the first thing they have in the article is the beasts themselves. So we got to see a few new things. And Jacob. We got to see Jacob.
Yes. Yeah. I love how Newt was, or Jacob was like, something like, oh, you're going somewhere? And he's like, no, we are going somewhere.
And then Jacob, the look on Jacob's face was just like,
so excited.
I was so happy. Mm-hmm.
And like, I hope.
I'm sorry. He's like the reflection of like what all of us would be if we stumbled upon something magical.
Yeah.
100%. And I mean, like, honestly, I don't know if you guys watched my reaction video yet, but I like squealed when I saw him.
I did not watch it yet, so I'm excited too.
I'd nerd out real hard in it. where was I going with that? Pregnancy brain.
Wait, you're pregnant?
Oh, spoiler alert.
Jacob?
Jacob's pregnant?
Jacob. Oh, we don't find out how he gets back in with them.
Right.
So what I'm hoping is that Queenie goes and gets him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or like she shows up at his bakery and is like, yo, let's like kiss and remember or something.
Let's
like
make
that.
Magic together.
Make some magic.
I love me some Queenie and Jacob action.
They're so cute.
Me too. So I'm excited to see how he comes back onto the scene. So we first see him with this bird.
Yeah.
If you look at the article, this bird, it's
cute.
I love it. It is.
It's so cute.
It's got like little blue things, little blue feathers and wide like yellow looking eyes. It looks kind of startled.
It almost looks like a bigger version of those ones that we saw in his case in the last movie where they like kind of disappear. They like pop and disappear and reappear.
Yeah.
But it's different. But it reminds me of
But maybe
that.
That's like a grown up version.
Maybe.
Maybe those were babies.
Maybe. I still don't know what it is, but
what if they like Oh my god, what if they like imprinted on Jacob and then he's like their mummy? Or their dad. I would absolutely love that.
That's so cute.
And what else do we see? We see this thing looks... What do you think that second picture is, if you guys are looking at the article? What, like, is it, what do you think is in that second picture?
Like an elk-ish? The bird thing.
Yeah, it's like some kind of deer elk thing.
Yeah.
Is that one antler?
Yeah, it kind of looks like one antler.
Either that or like the other antler's kind of damaged.
Hold on, Sarah's getting a closer look.
Oh yeah, maybe it's damaged and that's why he's there.
Yeah.
What do you think, Sarah?
I don't know. I can't even see his face.
I see like nostrils, like black nostrils.
Yeah.
And like,
well, like if you zoom in, I'm trying to think of like how its face is going. Is there a dummy guys in the back of that picture too?
God, I gotta click this image.
I don't know.
I think that. Well, I see that bird.
Yeah.
Are you guys zoomed in on that creature? There's like an eye, and then it looks like a closed eye.
I think that you're just seeing like its side profile. So I think that you see like, it's like right ear, right eye, right nostril, and all the horns. Because I think the horns on the other side you see coming out is on the left side. Okay. You know what I mean? Like you're not looking at it dead on. It's not facing the camera.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but if you look, okay, so they're looking at something in the case. Look at the expression on the bird's face. It's like confused. And Jacob's excited, and God knows what I don't even know what I'm looking at with that deer thing.
I wonder
where they are. They look like they're in some kind of a basement because there's steps. I don't know.
Newt's house?
Maybe. It does look pretty eccentric.
Does Jacob live with Newt now?
Ooh. I would love that.
Maybe they're secret lovers.
Could be.
No, Queenie and Jacob for life.
Maybe they have like a foursome going on. We don't know their lives.
This is true.
I don't assume to know anything. All right, so let's get into this this third
seaweed
creature
horse.
Here.
Yeah.
A seaweed horse.
If I'm honest, it kind of reminded me of Fozzie for a second.
Oh my gosh. He will not appreciate that, Sarah.
I wonder
why. It's not ugly. It's cute.
Is this the?
Is it?
Is this the Black Lake?
I was wondering the same thing.
It looks like
we see Hogwarts.
Yeah, it looks like when you're under there with the merpeople and.
Maybe that's Slytherin's common room back there.
Maybe. Get a
just
glimpse
saying.
Of my peeps.
That's right. Float on by. And that's Newt, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because
it
looks
it
a little
though?
Weird.
Yeah.
It looks weird, but
it says it appears to be Newt riding some sort of seaweed horse.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's cool that we're going to go into the lake again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I wonder if we'll see any more people.
Maybe. That would be cool.
Or Grindylows.
The Grindylows.
Or Kelpies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. We'll see. And then we get to see
Pickett.
I got so excited the first time I saw him.
In my reaction video, I'm just like, Pickett!
I think I'm like, hello, Pickett.
I said nothing.
That's because you're an individual, Sarah.
I thought you were going to say you're a horrible person. I was going to be like, you are correct.
Oh, no. But if you want to be that, you be whatever you want to be.
Yeah, well.
So yeah, and
then
we love to see Pickett. And yes, so what's Credence up to?
Credence is in the circus.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
That actually doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, and because... I bet you that's how he meets the Maledictus.
Yep.
Because yeah, she's in the circus too, and then you see her later on.
Mm-hmm. And what I can't tell what's in that cage.
Yeah, I don't.
He's hurt. He's doing magic to some kind of creature, whether that's nice magic or mean magic. I'm not exactly sure, but we know he's not a happy camper at the moment.
He should be. He's got a better haircut.
This is true.
Oh my god.
So, yep. All right, let's get to the next creature we see. We see Thestrals.
That was kind of nice. That was like, it gave me the old home feel.
Yeah, you know? And then this immediately made me think of the Beauxbatons carriage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I agree. So I thought the same thing.
And then, yeah, as I said before, their Lego released this image of Grindelwald in the Thestral carriage, and he's escaping.
They're at Hogwarts. Is that Hogwarts or is that a prison?
That looks like Hogwarts to me.
I don't know.
But then the more that I look at it, it doesn't. It looks like it might be New York.
Yeah.
Or Paris. Mm.
It looks like a cathedral.
Yeah.
Of some sort.
Which, you know, sometimes Hogwarts with the Great Hall and all that, if you don't see the turrets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It can look like that, but I don't think this is Hogwarts, this second image.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that this is prison.
Yeah, because I would go with that.
Because Thestrals, like, I mean, not that they're evil in any way, but, like, they're kind of a darker creature, and that, like,
he would have seen people die. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He would be able to see them, because he's killed people, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, missing in action. The Nifla.
I know.
He's never missing in action around me.
That's right. He's probably in.
I don't know. He might be. R2-D2 is Tiffany.
Ugh. I'm jealous. I love droids. Anyways. So, yeah. That was kind of disappointing for me. That's, like, one of the things that I was like, oh, man, come on.
Yeah.
Maybe in the next trailer.
Maybe they're saving him.
They could be. They could be.
They don't want to release everything in the first teaser trailer.
You're right. Okay, so our next section is labeled Newt and Dumbledore.
Oh, and Newt and Dumbledore. Wonder what they're going to do.
Oh, Florence is here.
Florence is always here.
So, I don't know how you guys felt, but when I saw the castle...
I'm not going to lie, I cried.
Did you really?
I did.
And we'll get to see it on the vlog.
Yeah. I was like, oh my god, I'm pathetic.
I didn't cry, but I was just like so stoked. Like, oh my god, we're instantly back at Hogwarts.
Nostalgia.
Yeah.
It was crazy nostalgia for
me.
And
I was super excited when I saw the Defense Against the Dark Arts classroom.
Yeah. Yes.
Like,
yes.
Talk about, like, giving the audience, like, your first shot over Hill, Hogwarts. You know, every single person was like, oh, you know, like, instantly just enthralled with this trailer, and it was 2 seconds.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then they zoom in on it, and you're like, oh my gosh, I know. Like, it's just...
I'm home.
It literally welcomed us home, like J.K. Rowling always says.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so then we get inside the Defense Against the Dark Arts classroom. And there's a nice image of a young Dumbledore behind, sitting on a desk.
Yeah.
I think that Jude Law is perfect for this role.
I'm really excited to see
him. I do, too.
Like, okay, so somebody in our Facebook group brought up the fact that they think that he looks too young because whenever we see Dumbledore... as a Transfiguration teacher in the Harry Potter films, it's Michael Gambon playing him. And I think that the films did it wrong there. They shouldn't have had Michael Gambon playing him that long ago. They should have recast him.
But we could say that about a lot of things. Like, you know what I mean?
No, But what they're saying...
I agree with you. I'm saying, like, they should have casted people as their ages. Yeah. But I get what you... Like, they think seeing him.
What they were saying is, like, this Dumbledore is only supposed to be a couple years off from that Dumbledore that we saw in the films, and, like, he looks so much younger in this movie.
It's gonna happen.
But, at the same time...
Well, I mean...
Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I think that they said that, oh, well, in that film, it's in the 40s because that is Voldemort. This is still in the 20s. So, actually, it's probably fine. Now that I'm just breaking that down in my mind.
Yeah, I would assume it's fine. And I mean, you know, what we have to do, like we have to do with everything in the Potter world, we have to just separate it.
Yeah.
You know, this is Harry Potter, but this is also something different. Which, can I interject this really quick? With the new logo, the Wizarding World with the wands and blah, blah, blah,
I feel like they're not that they're not going to have Beast in these movies, but I feel like this story is completely pulling away from Beast.
Yes,
I agree. Yeah. I agree. But I think that's a good thing.
How do you guys feel? Okay, so Sarah, go ahead and start.
Well, I think I saw something and they're like, they're just getting away from the Beast, where like, I feel like there's only so much you can do. When the Fantastic Beast book came out, and even the illustrated copy, you're really only learning about the Beast, where these movies, like, you can only do so much with that, where now you're doing the backstory. And I mean, this is really giving people like something that they really want, you know, the backstory of Newt and Dumbledore and Grindelwald, and seeing how like their first Wizarding World War happened. You know what I mean? So you get to see all of that. I personally really like it because I want to know more. I want to see, and we've discussed this, like, I want to see how or if the actual World War affects, you know, the Wizarding World. I'm just so excited to see more of characters that we've seen and new characters that we don't know yet, and see how their story gets tied into what we know happens with Harry and all of those people.
Yeah, I kind of wonder if maybe they called it the Fantastic Beasts franchise initially back whenever it was only supposed to be three films, and then she changed her mind and made it five. So I think that kind of evolved what the story was going to be. So that's why they want to pull away from it a little bit.
Well, also,
yeah, like, do you think that she was like, I'm sorry, Katie, do you think that she was like writing and then she's like, no, like, maybe. I've got to do more.
Yeah, I think maybe. I think that her delving back into this world is going to be a really great thing for us.
Yeah.
Because I think it's going to get her excited again and want to share more with us. I hope.
It doesn't bother me that Fantastic Beasts is, like, you know, going to be, like, the precursor for like, every single, like, Fantastic Beasts and this, Fantastic Beasts and that. Because it all revolves around Newt, and Newt and his beasts are inseparable. So, like, even though, like, so the first one we got, like, the ground foundation of like what all these who all these characters are and like what we're going to be doing, but now there's like a mystery level to it. So, and those beasts aren't going away. Like, Newt's always going to have befriended a beast somewhere, or it's going to help him in his quest somehow, so it still all ties in.
I love it. Did they actually tag Fantastic Beasts ahead of Crimes of Grindelwald though, or is it just called the Crimes of Grindelwald?
Fantastic Beasts, the Crimes of Grindelwald.
Yeah,
it pops up real quick.
Okay.
Yeah
And like, I think they're going to slowly taper that away.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. Or maybe they'll keep it as the, like, the umbrella for everything else. But I don't know. I kind of feel like it's going to go.
Well, I don't think it will.
You know, like, for Twilight, it's like the Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn. The Twilight Saga Eclipse. I just did that backwards. But
I think they did that with Hunger Games as well.
Yeah, they did.
I agree with Katie when you're saying, you know, this story is about Newt and like the things that he's involved with. And he's, like you said, him and his beasts are inseparable. So I think that in every movie, you're going to probably meet new beasts and see new things, but it's also going to be tied into the bigger story of what's going on in the Wizarding World. Cause you know, you can learn about the beast, but you need to see it side by side with what's happening in real life.
And I mean, that's just like Potter. We see what's happening in his school life because that's what we're given. Mm-hmm. But we're also seeing a glimpse of what's happening in the larger Wizarding World. I mean, he's essential to that story of the Wizarding World. But, you know, if we were just a Joe Schmo student at Hogwarts, we would also be seeing what was happening in the Wizarding World with the war. Mm-hmm. So I completely, I'm on board with that. Back to this Defense Against the Dark Arts classroom. We still have the skeleton hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool to see. I don't know.
We also get the Deluminator again. Mm-hmm. We get a fun shot of that, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, let's dive back into that. Hold on, you're a little bit ahead of me, Megan, I think.
Oh, sorry.
Talk about how good looking Dumbledore is.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing though, I never know when they're supposed to be wearing robes.
Yeah.
Did he not maybe get into that? Because, like, are these American, like, detectives coming over from Kuza? Like, I wonder who these guys are. They look very,
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, very American, I think.
Yeah, so maybe they're coming over to be like, yo, what's up with this dude? And, you know, he's working with you. Are they after Newt?
Mm-hmm.
Are they also after Grindelwald? Like, what's, you know? Because they're asking about Newt in the trailer. Because he says he's, like, Dumbledore says he, like, rarely follows rules or something to that effect.
Yeah. You see Dumbledore in a coat, though. Similar. A little bit ways down.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe their fashion was changing and they didn't get into robes yet.
Maybe. So we get this shot of young Dumbledore and Newt on the rooftop. Could this be the prison that they were flying away from earlier?
I don't know. It kind of just looks like downtown somewhere.
I think it's Paris.
I think Paris? Well, let's look at the image below it. They're on another rooftop, but it looks like it's different.
Oh, that looks like London.
Time of day
now.
Or something. Yeah, it does. Because that looks like Big Ben, right?
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I think we might be everywhere in this film.
Yeah, they're gonna be all over. I'm excited though.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. Yeah, and so back to your Deluminator, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we get a really cool shot of that. this article says it sure isn't Ronald Weasley.
Or is it time traveling Ron?
Oh, is it Ron Baldur? Yeah, so I wonder when he created this, because you know he's pretty young and he has it already. So I wonder when. I wonder when it was invented.
I don't know.
Maybe we'll find out. Maybe it's a new invention.
Maybe it's recent.
I'd love if this was like him testing it out. How boss would that be?
Yeah.
I would love that. All right. So then we dive into Newt's team. Who's on Newt's team, you guys?
The Nifla.
Jacob.
Same squad.
Oh, yeah.
Queenie. Tina. Now who's reinstated now as an Auror.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yep. Back to being an Auror. And also, this postcard in the film was shredded.
Yeah.
I saw that.
And he put it back together. I'm wondering what that's all about.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's interesting. Who was his, the Leetle Lestrange, right? Was his former fling, love, whatever. We don't know exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe he... I don't know. Maybe this is her? From her? I don't know.
Maybe.
Ugh. I don't like Leeta.
You don't even know her.
I don't even know anything about her, and I just, like, don't like her.
She doesn't even go here.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. So, we've got our team back together. We didn't see a whole lot of Queenie in this.
No.
Just, like, one little shot.
One snippet. Yeah.
I think more of it was focusing on Dumbledore and Newt together. So, we'll see.
Okay.
Okay. And then let's move on.
Oh, okay. So, this scene, I don't know. I don't think I'm jumping ahead. We're going after the squad, right?
Yep.
So, you see Theseus. I actually, when I was just watching this, assumed that that was Newt and Dumbledore dueling. But now that I see this freeze frame, that's really cool that we get some Theseus action.
The Scamander brothers.
Yep. Yeah.
Yes, the brother. Yep, if you're unsure of that. It was really cool. They look very determined. Mm-hmm. And then this red light line thing in the ground. Where are they? Those are steps, it looks as if, to go underground.
Underground.
In the article, it says a graveyard.
I thought that too, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
There are headstones. I see it. See the cross. If you're looking at the picture of the two brothers, you can see a cross.
Oh, yeah.
And then another like monumental type what is the headstone? There we go. Right behind them.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe that's like a crypt.
Yeah. Tales from the crypt. Right. And also
it doesn't look like a crypt to me because it looks like there's like a walkway. So maybe it's just like a chapel in the know?
Yeah.
And there's just a thing that makes no sense.
No, it doesn't.
But like a chapel and like a walkway and then because a lot of times, especially older chapels, they have their graveyards right next to like in the same
like you see in Deathly Hallows when Harry is visiting his parents and there's the chapel and the graveyard, that kind of a thing.
But these are steps, though, in the picture with the red.
There can be steps there.
But down into the ground?
Why not? But I'm not saying there isn't a mausoleum or there isn't a crypt or anything.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got
it. I'm just saying, at least in the first, I don't know. I don't know. It just says where it could be, thinking-wise.
All right. Also, if you notice in the picture with the red light, his case is right there. Newt's case.
Yeah.
So he's got his buddies with him.
His buddies.
Little buddies. Some small, some large.
Here's the spoiler. The whole series, at the end, the Niffler breaks out of the case and kills Grindelwald.
He couldn't kill anybody.
No, he's going to pop out and be like, it was all a dream. Okay, so those are, you know, our team. Let's go into some locations that we see.
This first one is awesome, how it's like, so obviously people who are listening are not looking at this article with us, or maybe you are because we told you about it, but there is this like glass dome with all of these awesome like sketch type imagery on it,
like,
and it
maps and constellations.
Yeah,
I see. I see the word centaur. I see, yeah. Le Niffler. We're in Paris.
Yeah,
Le Merlap.
So, oh, hippocampe. Is that what it says?
There's dragon.
I don't know, but people are speculating that this is Paris's version of the Ministry.
Mm. It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's really pretty. It's very Paris.
Yes, I would agree with that. The ceiling is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that's a really cool image. All right, let's go to that next image.
Dancing.
It's like a
maybe this is like a ball and that's like some type of entertainment.
Could be. Everybody's in like tuxes and dresses.
Yeah.
And Lita Lestrange is there.
Is that the one towards
that's
the
like
bottom
right
of the
next
picture?
She's like the next image. It is Lita Lestrange, but you can clearly see that it's in the same location. So Lita, I think, is clearly in Paris.
Yeah. It looks as if you go to the picture with the dancer and you look and you see Lita, there's a guy with could be white hair standing behind her.
Hmm.
Is that
I was assuming that that was Theseus, maybe, but I don't know because she's engaged to him.
I mean, the hair looks pretty light.
It does, but there's also that like wispy thing right over his head, so I wonder if that's kind of
skewing
the color.
Let's look at the wispy at the other people,
because I don't think all those people would be as calm as they are if Grindelwald was there.
You don't know, Megan. Maybe it's a baddies party.
This is true. It could be like the Death Eater's ball.
The Death Ball.
Yes. But Lita Lestrange, she is a pretty little thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's keep going with this. So I wonder where that is. That's probably in Paris. Maybe. I don't know.
It's pretty.
We'll see.
People say it's the White Cliffs of Dover.
Oh, that's the next picture down.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. If you see the cliffs.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the cliffs. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. Yeah, so.
I'm assuming that dance is like in Paris or something. I agree with that.
So I wonder what they're doing at these cliffs. There's, what is there, like three people standing there?
Yeah.
And something small?
Yeah.
The case?
Yeah, I'm gonna guess
the
it's
case.
The case.
The case, okay. Well, he never goes anywhere without it, so.
True.
Well, if you zoom in, there looks like there's something in between the two people that are standing next to each, like standing next to each other, and plus that extra small something else.
Interesting.
Maybe it's beasts.
Maybe it's the Niffler.
Let's go to this next image. This next image is very intriguing. And
in the article, it speculates that it's Newt, but I don't think this is Newt.
Doesn't look like Newt to
no,
me.
No, he's got a weird hat on that like Newt wouldn't wear.
This almost looks
I feel
like the sewer
it's a detective.
Do you see that? Like the sewer. Yeah. It looks like the sewer system with like the drain in the middle and the the holes up there. So it looks like like
he this looks might... like a detective-y type guy. Like
maybe is it Dumbledore? Dumbledore was wearing a hat and a long jacket.
That's true. That's a good analogy.
It could be. I mean, there's a bunch of papers everywhere. It's like somebody's researching something. There's writing on the wall. There's pictures. There's like
maybe this is maybe this is where Credence is living.
Oh, maybe.
Could be Credence. Do you think this could also be somewhere where Grindelwald was hiding?
Could be. That was my next thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got it. We can't forget that Credence is going to be a major part in this story.
Yeah. I think that they're like, very minimally showing him, though.
Yeah. Probably because, I mean, I would minimally show something that would give, like, some major things away. You know what I mean? So let's keep going. It looks as if something is exploding.
Yeah. Something went wrong.
And that looks to be, I don't know, I'm going to, is that Grindelwald in the picture? Something's flying out, too,
or
on the right
could...
side. Oh, no, that's just debris, I think. It looks a little different.
I think it's just, like, blurred degree. Blurred debris.
Degree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. Somebody's mad.
That I don't know what that is. It looks like an apartment.
Yeah, is it Credence?
You know, there's a lot of black to the left, so maybe that could be part of his little wispy-ness. Yeah, I don't know. Somebody's not happy, though. Oops, I just closed out of the article.
Next
I'm
is the,
smart.
The circus.
Mm-hmm.
Which that scene was really awesome with like the people floating in the bubbles. I thought that was really visually cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's the Museum of Living History is what it translates to.
Nice.
And it's kind of cool because like, you know, right now the big movie is The Greatest Showman kind of, and like now we're getting another little taste of like circus in a totally different fandom, which is fun.
Yeah. And there's cotton candy in this picture.
Yes. And it looks delicious.
I want it. I do enjoy like the ad though, with the fire and stuff. Did what is that? Mina Lima or whatever?
Yeah.
Those people? Did they design this?
Yep, they did.
Very cool. And then in the next picture we see some people were in the audience view and there's a cage. And I see nothing.
Yeah.
Which I assume is the point.
Yeah.
But I would also assume that it is our snaky friend.
Possibly.
Could be.
Or Credence?
Maybe.
Yeah. The Maledictus. And then we see a new character. Who plays Yusuf
Kama?
So I'm interested to see what his role is going to be.
We have like zero info on him, so I don't know.
Yeah. Which is okay.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need to know it all right now.
We do need to know it all, but it's okay to not know it all right now at this moment.
We're not going to know it all for, like, forever.
I know.
Oh, it's going to be so long before these come out. But I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm cool. It just gives us time to enjoy it again. We always talk about how good a time we had back in the day with Potter. So it's kind of cool to relive that type of speculation. Credence is up next. We've got some characters. Good old Credence. He looks pissed.
Yeah. And... that next picture where like you see the black coming out mm-hmm. of, when I was watching it the first time, I thought that was coming out of the Maledictus. But now that I see the still frames, you can see, like, Credence holding up his hand and, like, that is mm-hmm. his magic coming out of him. But it looks much more controlled this time around.
Is he teaching him how to control his angry magic, for lack of a better term?
And this is clearly Paris, because you can see the Eiffel Tower in the background.
Yeah.
Well, a little bit of the Eiffel Tower in that second picture of the scene. I think that's the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. It just makes me wonder: is she Nagini?
I really think that she is.
I support that theory.
Yeah, I think it makes sense.
I want it to happen.
Yeah,
I want it to happen so bad too. I do. Yeah, so he's showing his power.
Or she's directing him to do something with it.
Yeah,
she could be.
We know that he's easily manipulated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's just looking for someone to love him.
Right. Mm-hmm. Plus, he's, like, used to being used, so I could see him falling back into that very easily.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. He's just looking for a place to belong, which is probably why he ended up in the circus.
Right.
Because mm-hmm.
we know how the circus was back in the day. You know, for lack of better language, but they would, you know, call them freaks and things like that. And they would take those types of people in and put them in the show for other people's entertainment. And so that's probably where he didn't have anything and he was a quote unquote freak, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
As you know, it sucks, but that's the nature of the circus back in the day. Let's go to Grindelwald.
I really liked this shot of, like, him in the middle. I'm assuming that this is probably, like, a trial.
Why is he just in the middle, though? Like, doesn't look like he's restrained.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't know. I just kind of assumed that it was a trial.
What if this is, like, his following?
Ooh.
What if he's, like, speaking to his masses right here? Because I think in my reaction video, I was like, ooh, is that the Wizard Nagamot? No, it's not.
That's kind of like where I think I got the idea of it being some sort of trial. But yeah, I guess he would be like chained or like in a...
Look at his stance.
Yeah, he looks very like almighty and powerful.
And whoever's standing next to him, is that his...
It says, if you read underneath, it's Vinda Rosier, who is one of Grindelwald's most trusted followers, a loyal servant to his cause and often at his side.
AKA so probably is Bellatrix number one.
Yeah. Like, talking to the masses, you know?
Yeah. Now that I'm re-looking at this picture, taking a closer look, you know, my reaction video, I think I was way off.
Yeah,
it's not the Wizard Nagamot or anything like that. I think it's him, you know, being the center of attention, talking to people. He's not shackled in any kind of way. Mm-hmm. Not to say that we couldn't have like invisible kind of things or whatever. He just looks too powerful in this pose.
Guys, I'm looking at this picture of Grindelwald, and I've always wondered why he has two different colored eyes.
Mm-hmm.
What if he has a Horcrux and he had to give up an eye?
Mm.
Could be.
Mm. Yeah,
I like that thought.
I don't know. I'm just gonna leave that out there.
Yeah, that's a good thought. Voldemort. Because there is some speculation as to what you have to do when you create one. Like, do you potentially have to give up a piece of yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who would have taken out that Horcrux before Voldemort went to kill him?
Maybe that's the mission that Dumbledore is sending Newt on.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it here first, folks.
I do enjoy this shot, though.
Yeah.
But what I don't enjoy, however, is the fact that these two wands look identical.
Yeah, that's annoying.
I don't know if they look identical.
Scraggly though. He looks.
He's been in jail, man. He looks good,
but like bad good. Does that make sense? like I love how they made Grindelwald look, but he looks bad. You know what I mean?
He kind of reminds me of Sirius.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, he's got that same look about him after being in prison. Yeah, that's perfect.
But now comparison. I'm wondering, is this a prison uniform or is this, was he hiding out? Does he just look like general crap? I don't know.
I don't know.
It looks like a suit.
No, I don't think it's. I don't think it's a prison uniform. I think it's just whatever he was wearing.
I think he was hiding out, and he looks like garbage.
Maybe
he's hiding out in that sewer. I wouldn't expect him to look any better than that.
Because when they caught him, he looked pretty good, right? He looked all done up.
Right.
Yeah.
If I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, he was super fancy. But
he looks. He looks like this is the suit that he's been wearing for. You know, 12 long years.
Yeah.
Right. I did my waiting.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's get into one of the final shots of the trailer, and we get a glimpse of our beautiful Deathly Hallows.
Yes.
Perf.
With Hedwig's theme.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, the feels.
Feels.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was great. And then we get a what I assume is a poster. There at the bottom with Newt walking forward very strong in his way with his case and his wand lit, and Dumbledore in the back of him. He's got his back with his wand also lit with the Deathly Hallows in the background, and it's a beautiful picture.
Oh, it is. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
I love Newt's face.
So BA.
It's kind of like Newt. We've discussed this before. It's kind of like Newt is the new Harry. Like, look, he's literally has Dumbledore's back in this picture right here. So he mm-hmm. is like another soldier of Dumbledore, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, kids. That is our trailer breakdown.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. It looks so good. And I can't wait to like take more time to like delve even more into like more theories. Like when the next trailer comes out and like,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, I want everybody to go onto our social media channels and tell us what your guys' thoughts are on this trailer. What kind of things did you pick up that maybe we didn't talk about? Do you agree with any of our theories?
Hashtag Horcrux.
Hashtag Horcrux. Yes. So make sure that you join our group on Facebook to use for discussion, as I just stated. and also make sure that you like our page to get all of the latest info. We are Swish and Flick Podcast on Facebook or Swish Flick Cast on Twitter and Instagram. You can also join us on Patreon for lots of exclusive content. I actually just posted a new Felix Files tonight. Katie and I delve into fan fiction again. This is our third fan fiction episode, and it was really fun. So head on over to Patreon and choose your support level. There's all kinds of different levels with different levels of content that you get for it. And it helps us to be able to afford equipment and all of the monthly fees associated with podcasting. And we really appreciate it so that we can keep this going.
Yes. Okay, guys, make sure definitely go on our page. Tell us your thoughts. And we hope you enjoyed this Scamander story. Kind of like a, I mean, they are bonus episodes, but it is something that we are going to do regularly as, you know, information comes out and movies come out and all
especially
that.
Especially now that like this came out, there's just going to be more info that's flowing. So it'll give us more opportunities to do episodes like this.
It's a good outlet for us. Like, you know, you see this new trailer and you're like, I got to talk about it. I have to tell somebody.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so that concludes this Scamander story episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just my voice!